This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ian.
And we are joined tonight by a special guest. You may have heard of her. She was recently nominated as the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, Jo Jorgensen. Are you with us?
I am. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show. So I didn't watch the LNC Zoom meeting fiasco that went on for several days, but ultimately did nominate you president or presidential candidate. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, so they knew what they were doing. I'm here.
Hi, Jo. You're on with Aria and Ian here tonight, by the way.
Hey, good to meet you.
Yeah, I'm a longtime libertarian. I'm a Harry Brown libertarian. So when I was brought in, it was during the 2000 Brown campaign, and you were in 1996 as his running mate, correct?
Right. So you just missed me.
Yeah. You know, I was probably just a little too young at that time, but
rub it in.
Well, and you're back now. You're the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, mm-hmm. and we've been covering the Libertarian candidates here on Free Talk Live for as long as this show's been around, which started in 2002. We actually started on the same network that Harry Brown had his show on back when he used to do a radio show. So we actually used to be Harry's lead-in. So I have a lot.
Awesome.
A lot of good history with him. But so tell me real fast here before we get into, I don't know, questions from listeners or whatever. Are you more of a Harry Brown libertarian or a Gary Johnson libertarian?
I am a Harry Brown clone.
A Harry Brown clone. Okay. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. I forget there's two of you. Yes, I am a Harry Brown clone. What excited me so much about Harry is that he was very principled. He followed the platform and he did not sacrifice liberty at all. And yet he had a very practical message. He explained to the American people why liberty was in their best interest, what they could get from it.
Yeah, he really did. And Aria was trying to interject there that she doesn't know who Harry Brown is.
Oh.
I guess she wasn't around or paying attention at that time to the Libertarian Party. But
I was definitely not.
Too young, I guess. In my opinion, he was one of the greatest libertarian communicators that we've ever had, period. He really did a great job of boiling freedom and the liberty position on the issues down to their essence. And in a very short, communicable ways, he actually even wrote a book on how to address various different issues that people would bring up and address them in a very short manner. So if you're like being interviewed by the TV or, you know, whatever news media, having a short answer is important because you know they don't have a lot of time to put you on the air. So if you give a short answer as opposed to some long rambling treatise about liberty, you might get, if it's a 15-second answer, you might get all 15 seconds on. Whereas if you give them a minute and a half or 2 or 3 minutes, it's not all going to get into the clip.
Yeah, and it's difficult to give a 30-second answer or a 15-second answer with libertarian questions because they are complicated answers to what sound like very simple questions.
Well, yeah, and let me mention, Harry Brown was an investment guy, and he was really good at giving the 7 or 8 minute answers. But he learned that on the campaign trail, you need to distill it down. And let me just mention, a lot of libertarians knew of him because of his book, Why Freedom Doesn't Work.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't what it was called. It was.
I'm sorry. How to Find Freedom. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm combining
two of his titles. Yeah, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. Yeah, I'm combining two of his
the
books.
The other book was Why Government Doesn't Work. That was it.
Right.
That's
so,
what it
yes.
was.
Yes, and that was his campaign book. And I know his campaign book well because in the VP debate, mm-hmm. you know, they had the third party VP debate, I held his book up a couple of times. And kind of an inside story here, when I was practicing the debate for the campaign team, and I held up the book, I actually held it up upside down or backwards or something. Mm. So what they did was they took two covers and put it on a book. So it didn't matter which way I held it, it would be the right side up. So, and a lot of people were kind of surprised because the moderator kind of said, well, we're not here to sell books. And yet I did it again because I thought that the American people really needed to read Why Government Doesn't Work.
Yeah.
But he's actually authored quite a few books. But those are the two I know him best for.
He has. I didn't want to spend the whole time talking about Harry Brown, but, you know, since you were his running mate, I thought it was appropriate to ask you the question, because the Libertarian Party for the last three presidential elections, in my opinion, has really fielded some miserably bad candidates. I mean, Gary Johnson is a nice man. I've met him in person. We've had him here in our studio. I don't dislike him personally. He just wasn't... You know, he couldn't really do anywhere near as good of a job at communicating as his predecessor, Harry Brown, had done. And, of course, before him, it was Bob Barr, which arguably was even worse than Gary Johnson. So I think that it's nice to see the Libertarian Party moving in a more pro-freedom direction by nominating you. But let's have you answer this question, Joe, for people that are just tuning in, for people that are maybe listening for the first time tonight. You know, you're going to get this question a lot because still, even after the 20 years or so I've been doing advocacy and liberty outreach, people still don't know. What is a libertarian?
A libertarian is someone who wants to live a peaceful life, who believes in voluntary associations and voluntary actions between people and not coercive actions. David Berglund, another libertarian legend, said you can deal with people one of two ways, either through coercion and trying to force them to do something, or through voluntary choice, and which way do you want to do it? So with the federal government we have now, they're basically telling us what kind of schools our kids should go to. They're telling us where our charity dollars should go. They're telling us what kind of health care we should have. Whereas in the libertarian world, you would be allowed to keep your money and to make your own choices instead of letting the, you know, people in government like Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi make those choices for you.
I'd like to point out,
something that's really important is we believe in individual liberty, but we also believe in the individual responsibility that goes along with that. You can't have the freedom without the responsibility, without the accountability. And what we have right now is no accountability in government. Mm-hmm. And many individuals don't have accountability because of what the government's, you know, how they're running things.
Okay, now you mentioned that libertarianism is about living in peace and without coercion. What role does the government play in a libertarian world?
Well, ideally, the Libertarian Party says we would have police, courts, and military. So the basics of government to just create safety. But anything beyond that should be an individual's choice. So if you want your child to go to a school with religion, fine. If you want your child to go to a school without religion, fine. That should be your choice. You should be able to choose the kind of doctor, whether we're talking a medical doctor or somebody who's an alternative healthcare person. That we need to get rid of the one-size-fits-all licensing for doctors and really the one-size-fits-all for everything, whether it's religion, education, the stores, everything.
Is it true you're a doctor? I think I heard that at some point.
Oh, yes. I have a PhD in industrial organizational psychology. So some people would say it's not a real doctor, but I can assure you I understand the scientific method very well.
Okay, great. Cool.
And I also teach it.
Excellent. Yeah. So, I mean, you ran for vice president in 1996, and now here we are in the year 2000. Were you doing doctor kind of work for the last 20 or so years? Is that what you've been busy
with?
Well,
I actually didn't begin the program until 1998.
Oh, okay.
I received my doctoral degree in 2002. Yeah, during the VP campaign, you know, I got to admit, I'm a nerdy libertarian like everybody else. I had a job in the computer industry. I owned a software duplication firm, and I could tell that was going the way of the buggy whip because the internet was coming around.
Right.
And I'd gotten my undergrad degree in psychology, and I was always really interested in behavior, you know, why people do what they do. and I was in my 40s, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go back and get that PhD I always wanted to get.
Wow.
And thankfully, I got it before the government flooded the market with all of their loan money, which meant that tuition skyrocketed. My heart goes out to people who have to pay for a college education now, because after what the federal government did to it, it's really hard to afford one.
Joe, hold that thought. We're going to come back. You can stick with us.
Okay, thanks.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll be back in just a moment with presidential candidate Joe.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control, and you can call call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And via remote, we have Libertarian presidential candidate Joe Jorgensen. But before we get back into that, I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, Joe Jorgensen, you mentioned prior to the break that the role of the government in a libertarian society would basically be, you know, the protection of the people, police courts, and you mentioned military courts. Well, people aren't very happy with the police right now. There's a lot going on with, you know, police just wantonly murdering people. What is your take on the current situation of American affairs and the protests against the police?
Yes, the libertarian idea of police, courts, and military is a much smaller version. And one of the problems right now that we have is how the federal government intrudes on the local jurisdictions. So if you think about crime, that's more of a local issue. And when I talk about crime, I mean real crimes where there is a victim. So somebody breaks into a house or somebody assaults somebody. That's a real crime. We're not talking drugs and sex work and others where there's not a real crime. But if you talk about breaking into people's houses, there's no reason why the federal government needs to get involved in that. No. And what we have right now is we have the federal government basically militarizing the local jurisdictions. They are giving them military equipment, they're giving them training, they're giving them money, and then creating these joint task forces in which if you look at a local town, they would probably never on their own take their tax dollars and say, yeah, let's raise taxes so we can buy a tank.
Yep.
Or let's raise taxes so we can buy some of this other equipment. They only get it because people give their money to the federal government and then the federal government says, hey, do you want some of your money back? And they say, yeah, sure.
Okay. But the police want demilitarized equipment.
Sure.
How do you curtail that?
Well, I would suggest that the type of police officer which serves and protects is not interested in having a war with its citizens. The police officer who wants to do an honest job of helping people who have been victimized by burglars really aren't interested in waging war. Mm-hmm. That basically we've got a new mindset because the federal government has militarized the local forces.
Okay, but how do you change that?
Well, if I were president, the first thing I would do is I would stop giving them things. I would stop giving them money to do it. I would get rid of all joint task forces. I would legalize drugs so that we would get rid of the reason for no-knock laws. If you look at these horrific no-knock laws in which innocent people are killed in the middle of the night for having done nothing at all except maybe living in a house that the police got the wrong address to, the only reason to have no-knock laws is basically you're trying to find contraband. In other words, something that is not hurting anyone. So if we were to legalize drugs, then we don't have to worry about people being intruded in the middle of the night by either.
Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453, F-R-E-E, F as in freedom.
Right off their flesh. Or, you know,
the
government comes into their house and shoots them.
In studio,
well, there is one minor technicality, Joe, and that is that, you know, as the president, unfortunately, you can't just, you know, unilaterally end the war on drugs as much as, you know, we might like that to happen. They still probably will have to change some sort of law somewhere, but you could, in theory, control the executive branch. So couldn't you basically order the DEA to essentially stand down and do nothing until they get abolished?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I can't get rid of the laws. Do you mind if I back up just for one minute and mention again the problem with the illegality? Milton Friedman pointed out that if drugs weren't illegal, we would have never gotten crack cocaine. Because economically, that wouldn't make sense. If regular cocaine were sold like alcohol, it just wouldn't make sense to come up with a purified form because economically, it would be too expensive. So once again, that's, you know, and we've seen much more, you know, many more problems with the crack cocaine than with regular cocaine. So, that's just one more example of how it's the prohibition, not the drug itself. But crux. So what I would do is on the first day of office is I would pardon all nonviolent drug offenders. As well as other people who are convicted of a crime without a victim, for instance, sex work or simple gun ownership.
Now, would that include Ross Ulbricht?
Yes, Ross Ulbricht, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, yes, all of them. And also, I would tell the attorney general, you know what, just stop going after drug users because the minute you lock them up, I'm going to let them out. Now, of course, that's at the... Now, of course, that's at the federal level. I can't do anything exactly at the state level, except I would have a bully pulpit. And if I were elected president, then that would be a clear mandate that this is what the people want. And so I would urge the states to do the same. And here's the thing about politicians, whether you're talking about congressmen or governors, they really like their cush jobs. And they know that in order to keep their jobs, they have to do what their constituents want. And if their constituents put me in office, then that's a clear message of the direction we need to head.
Joe, do we have you for up to this whole hour? Is that the case tonight?
I believe so. I'm supposed to be somewhere at 8, but I think the time
is
a little...
Free talk about it.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did. At AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests are continuing to ramp up all across the country as over 40 cities are imposing curfews amid those protests in hopes they don't turn into looting or violence across the United States. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, tells Fox News protesting is fine, but looting and rioting needs to stop.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail.
And the attorney for George Floyd's family is urging for violent protests to end. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gun sales are soaring across America. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
People buying more and more firearms amid protests over the killing of George Floyd, the unrest it's caused in the streets, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting estimates that more than 1.7 million guns were sold in May, and that was an 80% jump over the same time last year. And stock prices for a number of big gun makers have also been up recently. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is rejecting the GOP's plan for a full-fledged convention in Charlotte, telling Republican officials the only way the convention will move forward is with proper health protocols in place. The president and Republicans are wanting a 50,000-person event. This could mean the GOP convention could be moved to either Florida, Georgia, or Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you have questions for Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian presidential candidate, give us a call, 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
It's Ian.
And as we mentioned, we're joined by Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian presidential candidate. And Ian, you were talking about immigration during the break.
Yeah, well, let's give Joe's website. I don't think we've done that yet. It's JOJ2020.com. Isn't that right, Joe?
Exactly. Thank you.
Great. And folks can go there and I imagine get some, I haven't looked deeply at the site, but I imagine you've got some issues, positions and such up there. And what else will people find there?
A place to donate. We could use your donations to try to spread the word. And unlike the Gary Johnson campaign, we want to spend funds early so that we can get the ball rolling, so that we can get other people into the mold, you know, into the movement, and so that they can learn about us, and hopefully we can grow exponentially.
Now, do you accept donations via cryptocurrencies?
You know, I've been asked that before. I need to, I don't know if the FEC allows that. I mean, put it this way, if there's any way for a campaign to do it, I'm sure we would.
We've covered campaigns that, you know, in Texas, they would take donations in deer semen because they were worth, because they were worth like $10,000 a piece.
You should talk to Daryl W. Perry about it, Joe. I know he endorsed you at the convention.
Yep.
I imagine you're going to be seeing him tomorrow when you file for office. When he ran for president 4 years ago, announced that he was going to be taking cryptocurrencies and violating FEC campaign law by not reporting it or something like that.
I don't want to go to jail.
I bet you though, but I'm saying that because I bet he's done the research, so he could probably answer the questions for you about like how you could do it if it's possible. I think it is possible. You just probably have to like collect people's name and, you know, and their job and such. So let's get to the libertarian litmus test issue here. This is the biggie, I think. Immigration. Are you for immigration freedom? Or are you for immigration bureaucracy and rules and mandates?
Well, I wonder where you stand on this. But absolutely, I want to open the borders. In fact, three of my grandparents are immigrants.
All right.
And they came over before we closed our borders. A lot of people don't realize that we basically had open borders until the 1920s, and we didn't have any problems.
Yeah, there wasn't, as I understand it, there wasn't even a passport until World War II.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
And we have no problem at all. Hardworking people wanted to come to the country, and our, you know, and forget about the fact that we're helping these people who come to our country. Our country becomes more economically vigorous. Our country benefits from immigrants.
I totally agree.
So you're for free and open borders, correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Here's another one. So during previous campaigns that were not your campaign, the candidates hadn't been very good at talking about the basics of liberty, like the non-aggression principle. What is the non-aggression principle, and will you be discussing that concept during your campaign in, say, media interviews and such?
Well, I might discuss it with a libertarian audience, but my goal is to reach non-libertarians, or rather to reach American voters who either never heard of the party or just don't realize they're libertarians yet. I think that we've got all the people in the party who love liberty for liberty's sake. And of course, I'm one of them. I joined the movement in 1979. But I think a lot of the other people out there, they need to be explained how liberty is the best answer, how it can work practically.
Oh, no, I totally agree. I guess my question was, you won't have a problem broaching the subject, though, right? Like, you know what the non-aggression principle is. Can you just define it for our audience?
Well, there are many different ways, but I would say that my right to punch my fist ends within a few inches of your face would be one example. But basically, you have the right to live your life freely as long as you're not aggressing upon somebody else's rights.
So essentially that it is immoral to commit aggression against others. It's wrong to hit people.
Yes. Yes.
Unless you're using self-defense.
Yeah, what does the T-shirt say? Something like, don't steal things and don't hit people.
Yeah. This is right. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's preschool level stuff, but unfortunately, that's where we're at with society, is we're still trying to help people remember the things that they learned when they were 3 years old, that you don't beat up people.
Yeah, and in fact, if I can interrupt, you said preschool,
yeah.
And basically what we have is the federal government is like the third grade bully who's bullying up on us in the preschool. And they're stealing our lunch money, and then they're bribing us with our own lunch money, and they're spending it how they want to.
Yeah. Here's another question. I think, Aria, somebody suggested this in the chat. I already had it in my notes as well. But how do you feel about secession, Joe? That's probably a question you didn't get asked in 1996.
No, secession state? What are you talking
state.
About?
So, like, let's say New Hampshire wanted to say goodbye, call it a day, just like we did back when the king was in charge. New Hampshire, I believe, was the first, if not one of the first, to declare their independence from the king. And so if New Hampshire were to want to declare its independence, even during your administration, if you were elected, would you stand in the way of that, or would you give it your support?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to point out that I live in South Carolina, another state that's known for secession, although at a later point. But under my administration, I don't think any state would want to leave.
But what if they did?
I wouldn't be taking their money and bribing them to do things that I want to do so they get it back. I mean, you look at why states want to leave. You know, one of my favorite examples is Elizabeth Dole. She basically took money in, through the federal government. She was a transportation secretary in the 90s. And then she told the states, she dangled their money back and said, here you go. If you want your money back, if you want your highway funds, you're going to have to raise the drinking age to 21. And when I was in college, many states, at least where I went to school, the drinking age was 18. And of course, I think if you're old enough to fight in a war and lose your life, you're old enough to drink a beer, but we would have states who could make that choice. But basically, the federal government used extortion so that they all moved to 21.
Okay, Joe, I don't want to be the combative one here, but you didn't answer the question. But what if
a state
did want to secede under your presidency?
I would have to think about that a little more.
Okay.
Again, I can't imagine they would want to, but we are the 50 states. And I am a proud American. I suppose as a libertarian, I would have to allow them to leave. But like I said, then you get into kind of the territory of, what if Martians land? So, again, I'm not
Well,
sure
secession is pretty unlikely. I guess, is that what you're saying there? But that said,
secession has happened.
It has happened. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
And it could again.
Yeah, but it has happened under tyrannical rule. And I wouldn't have that.
Well, but remember, some people want to be under tyrannical rule. So you may actually have, like, the people of California. The people of California may say, this Joe, she is just way too freedom-loving. We want to have tyranny. We want to be have all our money stolen from us and given to a central command and control structure. And we, the Californians, are going to leave this United States. Bye-bye. You know, you're not going to roll in tanks. You would feel sad about it, but you'd let it go, right?
Yeah. Well, let me say, I have a different feeling towards California than I do New Hampshire. they're not the live free or die state.
No, that's
true. They're quite the opposite.
That's true. Now, you're going to the Black Lives Matter candlelight vigil tonight. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit here, because obviously this whole situation with the police and there's riots and things like that in the streets. Want to get into that?
I have to ask you real quick, Joe. Do Black Lives Matter?
Yes, they do, and I understand the frustration. What a lot of people don't realize is we've had institutionalized racism up until actually pretty recently. You know, a lot of people, we look back at Rosa Parks, who refused to sit in the back of the bus, and everybody treated her as a hero.
Well, but hold that thought, Joe. We're going to be back in just a moment. Sure. You can get further into that. This is Free Talk Live. If you have questions for Dr. Joe Jorgensen, give us a call. That's 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian. But if you don't have a question for Joe Jorgensen, the presidential candidate, you're going to have to hold till the next hour.
Yeah.
And then we'll put you on the air. You can talk about anything.
Yeah. And if you do have a question, the best place to put that forward is at discord.freetalklive.com. Just put it there in the text and, you know, ping one of the show hosts, and we'll see it.
Her website again, joj2020.com. You can go there and learn more about her campaign, which is literally just kicking off. I mean, I think she got the nomination last weekend or like the weekend before last, so it's a pretty fresh thing, and it's exciting to have an actual sounding pretty principled advocate of liberty behind the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. So, Joe, I want to thank you for running, and I'm glad to see you got the nomination.
Now, the Second Amendment would be a good topic, because previous presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party were
kind of weak on that one.
Yeah, they were a bit milquetoast. So, Joe, do you think any restrictions on the right of an individual to bear weapons should be in place at the federal level, or even the state level for that matter? But let's focus on the federal level, since you're running for president and not governor.
Right. No, there should be no restrictions on the Second Amendment. And I am a proud gun owner, and I've owned a gun for many, many years, a few decades.
Are you a member of the Bear Nukes Caucus?
What?
No.
I am. Well, I mean, right. I mean, if we're talking about the right to bear arms here, would that not include the right of an individual to own a nuclear weapon?
I think some would argue it doesn't include that, because those put people in danger simply by existing. What do you think, Joe?
I guess it depends on how dangerous of a neighborhood you live in. But
I like her answer. Again,
we get back to mere possessions of things typically should not be a crime, because there is no victim. Now, of course, if you use it against somebody, then absolutely. But no, recently the red flag laws, where somebody can basically have their right to own and bear an arm be taken away without a full trial, it is just, you know, even with a trial, it goes against everything the Second Amendment stands for.
So let's talk briefly about the event you're going to as soon as you hang up with us here. Basically, you're going to a park in Manchester, I believe in North Manchester, I forget what it's called. They're having a candlelight...
Stark Park.
They're having a candlelight vigil tonight. I went to the Black Lives Matter event on Saturday. It was entirely peaceful in Manchester, with well over 1,000 people at that particular event. And so I think that, you know, I'm hoping this is also going to be a peaceful event. It will obviously be at nighttime. It's starting here in just just a short bit. Of course, it's a candlelight vigil, so you would expect that. There's been some apparently some rumblings on social media about certain people who want to do some sort of property destruction or whatever. Obviously, some people think that could be agents provocateur from the police, or who knows, maybe some Antifa members. So, you know, who knows what this is going to be like. I got to say kudos to you for being willing to go out. This is definitely not something that you will see the mainstream, you know, Republican, Democrat candidates going to. Do the organizers know that they're going to have a presidential candidate present, and, you know, are they aware, and do they support that, or are you just going to kind of show up?
They probably are not aware. But, yeah, you make a good point. We need to distinguish between the peaceful protesters and the rioters. And oftentimes, if you watch these things, the rioters are not the peaceful protesters.
No.
They are people who are hijacking a noble cause for their own good.
Yeah, it's
we could say the same thing about the Boston Tea Party and the American Revolution.
Okay.
I'm not sure I follow. Who is hijacking whom?
The implication is that rioting bad, protesting good, and I would say that they are two sides of the same coin.
Well, rioting is bad because it usually entails the destruction of private property, and that's what we're seeing happen in cities across the United States. And Joe is right from what I've seen.
Well, the best example is the Target that was funding that police station in Minneapolis that burned and that was working with them on facial recognition software and things like that.
Target was doing that?
Well, yeah.
That's the headquarters of Target in the United States, and they were funding that police station for all intents and purposes.
I highly doubt that that was what motivated those people to break into the Target, because the same, you know, crew also destroyed the AutoZone, the Arby's. There was a local liquor store, a local bookstore, a local Indian restaurant, and a myriad of other places that were literally torched and burned to the ground by these people. So most of it seems fairly indiscriminate to me.
What about the rioting against the police stations, then, if it was just limited to police stations?
Yeah, so and if you watch, they were leaving with things like TVs. It didn't look like they were going after anything philosophically bad that they thought it was. They were going after, oh, free TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now what a free TV has to do with an innocent man being killed is now beyond me. But basically, these are opportunists who are hijacking the movement, and they're detracting from it.
Yeah.
What about rioting and burning down the police station? Did that detract from the movement, or was that justified?
Oh, well, I think that any destruction of property is wrong. And as far as a police station, again, you can go after it lawfully or lawlessly. And I prefer to go after it lawfully. That's why I'm running for president. That's why I'm encouraging people to vote. So I would like to have a peaceful revolution done through the ballot box as opposed to using the same force that the government is using against us.
What are you going to do this year, Joe? Because it's always hard for libertarians to get any kind of media attention, period. That's just a given. But now, in this, you know, COVID craze situation where people have lost their minds over fear surrounding this, you know, flu, cold thing or whatever, there's a lot of people who aren't even going to be, you know, leaving their homes. There may be restrictions on, you know, debates and things like that. It's obviously a challenge for libertarians to even get into the debates. Are you going to be approaching your campaign differently as a result of this? And do you have a plan to try, you know, to get into the debates?
Oh, well, of course, we'd love to be in the debates. Gary Johnson got to 13.6%, so he got very close. And, of course, many of the states are pretty much shut down, so I'm doing a lot of it remotely. But I would like to point out, I've got a much better background than Joe Biden has. So at least in this case, Joe Biden is pretty much campaigning from, you know, what looks like his basement, looks like the corner of his basement. So,
and you're going out tonight to a public event, which is awesome.
Exactly.
So kudos to you.
So we're on more equal footing than usual, I would say.
Plus, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and I've heard that the remote Zoom conferences he's tried to have been absolute disasters. Even Democrats have said that his attempts at having a remote campaign have been just dismal.
Well, I imagine Joe has no video clips of her, you know, I imagine she didn't learn about roaches from black kids in the swimming pool stroking her leg hair, right?
Bizarre, so bizarre.
And I did see one of those video clips, and it was so It was hysterical. He walks in with his sunglasses, and I think in the videotape is kind of wah, 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 you know, making noises and stuff, and it looks kind of like a high school project. And I think even at one point he goes, is it time to take my sunglasses off yet?
He's got a handler.
You know, it's kind of like the, you know, high school acting, you know, we're doing the first run through, the first dress rehearsal or something.
Joe, is there anything that you think we should have asked you about tonight that we didn't?
I think maybe a good question is, should I vote Libertarian? And my answer is absolutely. The question I ask people is, do you want smaller government or do you want bigger government? And people rarely say they want bigger government. So my answer is, well, if you don't want bigger government, then stop voting for it. You are wasting your vote if you're voting for a Democrat or Republican, because you're just going to get even bigger government. And yep. I'd like to point out that a lot of people voted for Trump because they thought he was an outsider and he would do something different.
Surprise.
And now they see. Yeah, exactly. Surprise. And so even Trump, who didn't have 20, 30, 40 years of political favors to return, even he couldn't make government smaller. So if Trump couldn't do it, then you can see that it's impossible for any Republican to do it. So if you are one of the many fine Republican voters who truly want smaller government, the only place to go is the Libertarian Party.
I don't know if I want more Republicans in the Libertarian Party, but
well, they got to start somewhere.
The sentiment.
And there's a lot of Democrats who are not happy with, you know, Joe Biden as well. Obviously, the Bernie supporters are going to be looking at options. Clearly, we don't know who the Green Party is going to put up yet, but yeah, I agree with you, Joe. If people care about freedom, right. There's no other choice.
Yeah, and let me point out, a lot of people think that we are a spoiler for elections. Actually, we tend to draw just as many people from the Democratic Party as the Republican Party elections. But still, overwhelmingly, it comes from independents or people who typically don't vote.
Joe, I'll look forward to seeing you in the morning. I'll be at the State House. I hear you're filing for office then. Have fun at the BLM Candlelight Vigil, and thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.